Conference muted.
Well, good evening, and thank you very much for joining me here on the free teleseminar for Twitter for Beginners. I would like to thank you for signing up, taking the time to listen to this both here live and later on the recording. My name is Carla McNeil, and I am the owner of Butterfly Networking, and it's an absolute privilege to be talking to you here today. I'm really excited. I love Twitter. I do love Twitter. Today, I hope you have your action guide already printed out and you are ready to go. I'm copying from one of my mentors and having a quote of the call. And this one is on the bottom of page one of your action guide, and it is, "Man's mind, once stretched by a new idea, never regains its original dimensions." That's from Oliver Wendell Holmes. And that happened to me with Twitter. That happened to me, I don't know about you, but I went along for a little while and I didn't get it. It's like, what is this? Who cares that Joe Blow went and had a hot dog for lunch? And then, once I started doing a little research and started understanding what the concept behind it and just using it as a marketing tool, then my mind was stretched and never to regain those new dimensions. And I'm hoping to be able to do that for you today in this call. We did get a number of really great questions, and I have some time at the end of the call that we will be answering the main ones. So if you submitted a question, I'd like to say thank you very much, and I hope you get the answer you're looking for here. So today's seminar, what we're going to learn and what you're going to discover, the number one secret to getting started with Twitter, how to conquer Twitter fear, set up your perfect profile, and find your audience. So the number one secret to getting started with Twitter, we're in the middle of page two of your action guide, is having a strategy. That is the number one secret. And that's strategy is really dependent totally on you. I use Twitter for probably a different reason than you're going to use Twitter. If you have a brick-and-mortar business and you're looking to find your followers locally, then your strategy is going to be different than my strategy because, yes, I do local. I have some local clients, but I also have clients out there in the rest of the world. So your strategy is your number one secret for getting started with Twitter. You want to ask yourself, who's your target market? Who are the people that you want following you? Who are the people that are going to be interested in your product or service? And do you really know what they're looking for? I was just on a call with one of my mentors the other day who reminded me of the great tool of doing surveys. Now, I've done surveys in the past, and I admit I'm not very good at it. But you know what? I've got to get better. Because part of that strategy, part of my strategy, part of your strategy when you get started on Twitter is knowing what your market wants. If I had gone out and created this free teleseminar, which then, of course, leads into a product of a webinar, without knowing what you, the target market, want, I'd be whistling in the wind. So the number one strategy, we're on page two of the action guide. Pardon me, the number one secret is strategy. Who's your target market? What is it that they're looking for? And then the third point, why you? Why are you different? Why are you special? Because we are all special in our own way. In our own niche, we are all special. We do things differently than the person next door or your competitor down the street. We all do things a little differently. We all add our own flavor. So understanding your strategy about who, what, and why is going to really assist you in Twitter, because you're not going to go off chasing the next shiny object. And trust me, I did that for quite a while. Oh, let's test this. Oh, look at that. Here's this over here. And there is so much going on with Twitter that is a real threat that you just get going off on the next shiny new object. But when you're focused on your strategy and you know why you're there, it's much easier to get on Twitter, do what it is you need to do, and then get off again. Whether you go on once a week, twice a week, once a day, twice a day, three times a day, in small increments, that's your call. So, that is the number one secret. Moving on, page 2, how to conquer the Twitter fear. People look at Twitter and they think, oh my gosh, I don't know about this. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it. Or, gee, it's such a big learning curve. I don't understand what's going on. I'm just overwhelmed by the whole thing. It moves so fast. It's like it doesn't make sense. Or, you know what? I am so busy in my day that I just don't have the time. I just don't have the time. Those are very real concerns. And how you can conquer them is just simply by starting, by learning. The beauty with Twitter, if you really have that fear that you're going to do something wrong, you're going to say something stupid, you're going to stick your foot in your mouth all the way up to your knee, I'm describing myself, by the way. Guess what? Twitter moves really fast. So if you do say something silly and you get all embarrassed about it, guess what? It's gone and can be gone in a nanosecond. Depending on how many followers you have and how many people you follow, then it could be gone in a nanosecond. If you only tweet once a week, well, it's going to sit there for a while. So if you say something silly, tweet lots afterwards, and then it'll be gone. Nobody will be seeing it anymore. Very rarely do people scroll very, very deep in that Twitter stream. So your tweet, if you do say something that you wish you hadn't, and you can go back and delete. If you catch it right away, you can delete. You can't later on. But get rid of it. But you know what? Even if you do something like that, and I hope you do, because then you're going to get to the experience of figuring out what to do about it and how to get rid of it and all of that. But failure means you're actually doing something, which is more than most people do. So I'm congratulating you for listening on this call live here tonight and later on the, when you're listening on the recording, because you're doing something. Pat yourself on the back. How many people do you know have just gone home and plopped down in front of the TV? You're doing something. The other thing that people talk about all the time is that Twitter has got that big learning curve. And I don't know about you, but I personally am a baby boomer. And I looked at it and I didn't get it. And maybe that's why I figured there was such a big learning curve to it. And in actual fact, it may seem a little bit weird in the beginning, but it has only got 5 or 6 main features. And with the Twitter for Beginners webinar that starts next week, we are going to go into all of those five or six main features in detail. When you sit down with someone for some very focused learning, you could actually have Twitter down pat in an hour or two. And in that webinar, all of those plus more are going to be covered. But you will, even if you don't choose to find yourself a coach, and you Google some stuff, you can sit down and you can learn Twitter. Now, it's going to take you longer than if you had a coach, but for some of us, that's just the way we do things. You could sit down and learn those five or six main features in a fairly short period of time. Then there are those of us who find Twitter overwhelming, like, who are you going to follow? And who don't you want to follow? Does it really matter? You know, we're back to, there's a lot of people tweeting about going to Starbucks for coffee or eating that hot dog, and you may not care. I certainly don't. But with Twitter, think of Twitter like a radio station. So you're in your car, and you've got the radio station on, and it's background. And your favorite song comes on, and you jack it up, and you're singing away as you're driving. That song's over, a song comes on that you're not overly thrilled about, and you turn it back down again. It's now background noise. Twitter can be the same thing. You don't have to read every single tweet that shows up in your Twitter stream. I mean, I personally miss probably 95% of the tweets in my Twitter stream. And I look at my Twitter account probably three times a day for about a focused 15 minutes. But that's because I teach and do social media. I do it for other people. I do it for myself. And in order to teach, I have to learn. So I spend a little bit more time on it than most people do. But when you think of it as the radio station, and you're just, oh, let me look at that tweet. Oh, maybe I want to, is this someone I know, like, and trust? I'm going to follow that link and see what it is. So who you follow, who you don't follow, does it matter? Yes, it does. You don't want to follow the spammers, but guess what? You can block them. I do a Twitter meetup here in Vancouver, and we were there on Monday night, and I was demonstrating something on my computer, and we went in to take a look, and lo and behold, right there, top, front and center, was somebody swearing. Now, that gets you blocked on my Twitter stream. If I see something rude or vulgar, I will block the person who's doing that. So I was able to demonstrate right then and there at the Twitter meetup, it's gone. That person is no longer in my Twitter stream. They're not going to show up. They're gone. Not having enough time is another fear that people have with Twitter. And you can actually use Twitter for your business in as little as 15 minutes a day. You can go in, check to see whether or not anyone's asking you any questions, anyone's mentioning you, anyone's talking about you. You can check on the people that you're building the relationships with, maybe go in and retweet something of theirs, do something for them. 15 minutes a day is actually a lot of time on Twitter. So you really can move right into Twitter, get going, and get set up. But what's one of the biggest things that you need to do to get set up and to get going? You need to set up your perfect profile. And I'm moving on to page 3 of the action guide. And I have my Twitter profile here so that you can see what I'm talking about. In Twitter, you are going to, just a minute, let me bump right into my Twitter account while I'm talking here. Just makes it a little easier. So on the top, you're going to click on Profile. And then right underneath your name, it's going to say Edit Your Profile. And you'll click on that, and this screenshot that I have in the action guide on page 3 will show up. So that is going to your profile in the very, going to your homepage on your Twitter. On the very top bar, it's your profile. Click on the word profile. It will come up. And right underneath your picture, it says Edit Your Profile. And then this screen will come up that says, well, that's got your picture and all these different things for you. One of the first things you want to do is you want to make sure that your name is spelt right. One of the things that many people do when they first set up their Twitter account is they think then they're putting their name in that that's going to be their Twitter user, and it goes in as all one word. You will... Oh, you know what? There's one more step. I'm sorry. Once you click on Edit Your Profile, you have to move over again to the word profile. That second time clicking on the word profile. And then the screenshot will come up. You need to make sure that you go into your name, and you see like mine here, separated out in two words, capital letter M, capital letter C, and make sure that you put that in there properly, split it so that it's not just one great big word if that was how you had done it in the first place. Because that's how I did it in the first place. That's what I thought I was supposed to be doing. I was wrong. But that's okay. So the next step is location. If location is important for you, like if you have a brick-and-mortar business, then definitely... You really want to consider what you put in here as location. I personally don't live in Vancouver proper. I live in suburbia Vancouver called New Westminster, which is about half an hour outside of the downtown core of Vancouver. But because I am interested in business all around the world, I put down the closest metropolitan large city that most people are going to have heard about. So we just had the Olympics here in Vancouver. A lot of people know the name. And one of the ways that you can find the people that you want is you can do Twitter searches based on geographic location. And I know that was one of the questions that someone had asked prior to this, or when they submitted their name for the call. So what location do you want to be found for? That is what you're going to put in location. The next step is your website. You need a website. If you don't have a website, then you need a Facebook page. With Twitter, you need to have a place to send people to. You generate interest for your product or your service on Twitter, and then you send them somewhere else to get to know you and your product or service a little better. You need to make sure that your website URL, your website name, is easy to read. You will notice that in the sample here on page 3 of your action guide, both the B and the N in Butterfly Networking are capitalized. That makes it really easy to read what those words are. If you didn't have those capitalized letters in there, you'd be taking a look and you'd be Butterfly Networking, trying to figure out what in the world that was saying. When you're out and about tomorrow, out and about tonight, if you're out and about tonight, look for the signs painted on the signs of vehicles, on billboards, wherever you see any sort of big advertising. Many people just put it either all in small letters or all in capital letters. This way, it's much easier to read. Much easier to read, especially if you have a longer URL. I have another website called From Slave Camp to Freedom, and that one would be really hard to read if I didn't capitalize the first letter of every word. You want to make sure that not only do you do this here on your Twitter profile, but you do it for everything. With an auto signature on your emails, on your business cards, on your letterhead, on your invoices, everywhere on anything where you are writing out your website name, make sure you capitalize the first letter of each word. The bio. The bio is not about you. It's about your business. You'll notice here that mine says, coaching business owners to learn social media, Facebook and Twitter, for your business. Need your social media handled? We help there too. Let's have fun. Because I'm all about making social media fun. That's why I like doing it. It's fun. You want to put in here the benefit for someone to follow you. So when you look at the bio here, you're thinking, oh, okay, well, this person's going to teach me something about Facebook and Twitter. And you're absolutely right. That's what I do. I also do LinkedIn and YouTube, but I ran out of space. 160 characters is the max that you can have here. So you need to load it with the benefits that someone's going to receive from following you and your keywords. So the keywords here are coaching business owners, social media, Facebook, Twitter, again, social media, and then me, fun. Setting up your profile is going to assist other people in finding you. With Twitter, you can use keywords to search for people. You can use keywords to search for topics, for locations. Anything that's in my profile here can be searched upon. Even search by name. I do that all the time. I will meet someone at an event. I will get their card. Their card may not indicate what, if they have a Twitter name. So I'll go in and take a look. And I'll just put their name in and search for their name in Twitter. And lo and behold, it comes up. Moving on to page 4, finding your audience. I'm pretty sure that was a question that someone wanted. Reaching target market was another question that someone asked. So how do you find your target market? How do you find your audience? Well, like I just mentioned, your Twitter profile, pretty well everything is searchable. But keywords are how you do it. And you need to do, if you haven't already, done a little bit of research on your keywords. Now, it doesn't have to be a singular word. It can be a phrase, can be your keyword, and that's what's called a long tail. And mine, oh, I notice I've updated my profile since I printed this. I'm just looking at it now, and your handout says mentoring business owners and not coaching. Your profile in Twitter is evergreen. I think mine has changed a dozen times. It's easy to change as it's easy to set up. So coaching business owners is one of my keywords. What are your keywords? So you start by listing any of the keywords that are associated with your market or your product. And Twitter has a special URL where you can do that. And you go to search http://search.twitter.com. That's http://search.twitter.com. And that is going to allow you to search on Twitter with keywords. It is an amazing tool it really is an amazing tool. The first time I went on there, I was flabbergasted. What I did was I went on and I looked for people who were asking questions about Twitter and asking, you know, questions about not understanding or what do you do if and what do you do when. And I was amazed at how many responses I got. Now, granted, yes, there were also a lot of people on there who were advertising products for Twitter, but that's okay. I just scrolled down and I read through those and I eliminated some, and some people I just started answering the questions. Here's a resource for you. Here's a resource for you. Here's another resource. Here's one of my resources. So search.twitter.com is where you're going to put in the keywords. And that's actually something that we will go through in detail on the webinar starting next week. You can use that tool for finding people geographically as well. You can put in the keyword Vancouver. When I'm about to do something here in my local market, I want to make sure that I have a list of people that are here in Vancouver that I can target. You can find people based on geographic location. So, that is our content. We've discovered the number one secret to getting started with Twitter, and that's having your own strategy. Who, what, and why. How to conquer that Twitter fear, the fear of failure, that great big learning curve, that feeling of overwhelm or, oh my gosh, I just don't have enough time. Setting up your profile and finding your audience. What I would like to do now is I want to answer some of the questions that came in through the when you first registered for the call. One of the questions is how to automate the thanks for the follow-up type messages. And that is actually, you know, I haven't done that for quite a while. I would have to go in and take a look. Well, I'll have to add this. I don't remember. I know I have it in mind, and I just changed it the other day. And actually, let me give you an extra bonus here. You don't want to go in there and ask a question. Pardon me, you don't want to go in there and say thank you. You want to go in there and ask a question. And you don't necessarily want to ask a question about your product or service or whether or not someone's using something similar to your product or service. You want to ask a question that engages people. And I use two different ones, and I have it set up so that it asks one or the other. And those questions are, do you prefer a PC or a Mac? Now, the reason I asked that one is I personally am considering switching to a Mac. So I'm kind of doing my own little survey. Do you prefer a PC or a Mac? And the other one is, do you use lists to organize yourself? And I'm getting some great tips about organizing from people. So your auto response is something that you want to do that is going to assist you in connecting with people. Not necessarily saying thank you, like most of them, they say, thank you, here's a link to something. Well, guess what? They don't know you yet. And clicking on a link, for some people, is a very scary proposition. They just don't do it. When you ask a question without a link, then you're just being you. You'll ask whatever question that suits you, that you're interested in. Maybe you're thinking of getting a Mac, too. Maybe you want to ask the same question. So think about what kind of a question you would like to ask. Another question that someone has asked is exactly what happened to me at the Twitter meetup. How do you block someone? So you go down to the inappropriate tweet, you click on their name, and then over on the right, their profile and all of their information, how many followers. Oh, my goodness. Okay, now I just clicked on one here, and this is one of the reasons I don't follow people. If this person is following 1,896 people, but they have 285,478 tweets. Oh, I'd take a drink of water just to say that one. I'm not going to follow this person. In fact, I'm going to block this person right now while I'm telling you how I'm going to do it. On the same line as the big green bar that says following, right on the right, there is a little round little daisy type wheel thing and a little down arrow. Click on that down arrow and there you will see. You can mention them, you can block them, or you can report them for spam. Now, this person also has a lot of followers and obviously I can't tell if it's a he or a she, it is providing fairly good information to a lot of people, so I'm not going to report it as spam. And it says what she's going to do. She's a shopaholic. She's telling you where to buy stuff. So I'm just going to block her. That's all. And all I have to do is click on block, and that's it. You'll see as soon as you do that, it'll come up with a little box and a red line through it that says blocked. If I want, I can undo it. If I decide one day I'm going to be a shopaholic myself, that's my sister's stuff, though, that's them, not me, then I can unblock that at any time. Another great question is contacts. Now, I'm not totally sure what the person means by contacts, because that's all they've said is contacts. But I'm going to answer that in terms of how do I find the people who might be interested in my product or service. And that goes back to finding your target market, finding your audience by searching via keywords. And remember, we're going to do this in detail on the webinar next week. So If your target market is for a specific area, then you'll definitely do your search.twitter.com based on a geographic location. In my case, Vancouver. If you are, keep in mind that you search for your keywords that you know people are looking for, or that are going to be in their profiles or in their tweets, because that's in the search.twitter.com also searches people's tweets. So I want to tell you a little bit about the webinar that's going to happen next week. And the webinar is on March the 2nd, and then the following week, which would make it March the 9th. And it is a webinar, 1 hour on each of those 2 days, and then we're going to do a question and answer the following week, and I'm not sure what day that will be. It's going to be kind of based on what people want. So you can go to butterflynetworking.com, Twitter-4, beginners-webinar. That's Twitter for Beginners Webinar with a dash in between each word. And you can take a look at that offer. The third session is going to be the question and answer. Now, what happens to me often when I go on these calls and take these webinars and teleseminars is that I don't get a chance to implement everything right away, and then I've got questions later. But darn it, it's over, and I don't have access to my expert anymore all the time. So what this one is going to include is a question and answer later on in the next week when people start accumulating those questions. And, you know, here on the webpage, it's talking about you're going to work smarter and not harder. And what I'm going to show you is how to work smarter with Twitter. How you can use Twitter to help your business and use this social media tool. Now, let me give you just a little snippet of what happened to me one time on Twitter. Last year I was one of the lucky ones who had my account compromised when there was a whole bunch of things happening with Twitter. And I lost my Twitter account for 3 days. Now, lucky for me, I was one of the ones that it came back and it was just fine. There was nothing wrong. Twitter managed to keep everything in order. And that wasn't the way it was for everyone. But I noticed a dramatic difference in the amount of people who were requesting the free workbook, because a lot of people learn about my Butterfly Networking 30 Tips free workbook from Twitter. It was amazing. I noticed how dramatically the number of people requesting that workbook went down. I'm going to show you how to work smarter with Twitter. And we are going to conquer the Twitter fear. We're going to get that profile set up even more than what we did tonight. We're going to optimize that profile, going to help you find your audience, walking through the steps using tools more than just search.twitter.com, how to promote your website, creating those Twitter lists, and unfollowing the quick way, because unfollowing can be rather tedious. Now, when you decide to join us on this webinar for March the 2nd and March the 9th, you're going to get a few things. You're going to get the Twitter for Beginners manual. It's it's either a 39 or a 37-page manual. how many? Oh, 36-page manual. A 36-page manual complete with some screenshots. It's going to be a webinar, so that means you are going to be able to see step by step how we go through and how we do things, and you are going to get the ability to download those webinar videos. You can have them in your back pocket all the time. So you're going to go in, you're going to do something, and then 6 months down the road, you're going to decide, oh, goodness, I really would like to change my Twitter profile. What was it we learned? You'll be able to, because you've got that thing downloaded, you've got it saved, you're going to be able to go back and just take a quick peek at exactly that piece that you need, fix what you want, and move on. So you're going to have that resource at your fingertips. And then that question and answer session later on to get your specific questions answered. So I want to open the line right now and ask if there's anyone out there. One second. So is there anyone out there live who has a question this evening? Did I answer everyone's questions today? Okay.
Conference muted.
Well, I'd like to thank you very much for joining me tonight on the Twitter for Beginners teleseminar. I hope that you at least have gotten enough to get yourself started if you haven't already. Please send me an email. Let me know what your Twitter account is if I'm not following you already. And I will definitely follow you. And if anyone that I associate with that gets the Butterfly Networking Workbook, if I find your Twitter account, I'm gonna retweet something that you've tweeted. And as a bonus for coming on the call tonight, if you haven't signed up already for the 30 Tips Workbook, we're going to send that to you. And we are going to also send you the weekly video tips. Once a week, I put out a little video on something in social media. I think this week was about Facebook. And they're just little 2 or 3 minute videos that just show you how to do something. So that's a bonus for coming on the call tonight. If you don't already have those, keep your eyes open. They'll be coming your way. And thank you very much again for joining me here on the Twitter for Beginners teleseminar. And I'm looking forward to meeting more of you on the webinar next week at butterflynetworking.com, Twitter-for-beginners-webinar. You're going to have to figure out something better for that. Twitter for Beginners webinar. Thank you very much for joining me, and have a great evening.